Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. For his mercies endure forever. Amen. And tonight we worship you. O Lord of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be thy name. God of Abraham is forevermore. Oh, yeah, Adonai. Lift up your voice, I'm going to worship the Lord. We worship you, Son of God, Son of God. You are so good. Oh, you are mighty God. Hallowed be thy name. The God of Abraham is forevermore. I wonder over me, is banner over me, is banner over me, is Lord. Lift up of us are worshiping tonight, is banner over me, is banner over me, is banner over me, is Lord. Is Lord, oh yeah, is banner over me, is banner over me, just worship the Lord tonight, is banner over me, ah, is Lord, hallelujah, is banner over me, is banner over me. Is banner over me, is Lord. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you, Lord. 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 I cannot do without you. Oh, Lord. His banner over me. Oh, his banner over me. His banner over me. His love. His love. Lift up our voice and worship tonight. His banner over me. Is banner over me. Is banner over me. Is Lord. Brother, ask God for his mercy. Ask God for his mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to ask God for mercy. Father, be merciful to me. Show me your mercy, Lord. Father, Lord, I'm on the grass. Oh, Israel, you are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Always do wonders. Hallelujah. Among the gods. Oh, Israel, you are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises. Always do wonders. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be now exalted in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father,
Any sin in my life that want to stand against my prayer tonight, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to ask God for mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Oluwa, show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Lift up your voice and begin to ask God for mercy. Father, show me your mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. Show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy in the name of Jesus. In any way I've sinned against you, Father, show me your mercy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Oh, Lord, my Father, in arise tonight. Defend your interest in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, put the water plan to defend his interest. Father, defend your interest in my life. In my family, Father, defend your interest. In my Father, defend your interest. Father, defend your interest. In the name of Jesus, I cannot continue like this. Tell God to defend your interest, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in your life, in your family. Father, defend your interest. Defend your interest. Defend your interest. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Saying tonight's prayer, oh God, arise and settle my case. Open your mouth and pray. Father, please settle my case. In the mighty name of Jesus, my own case is different. Father, my case is urgent. Father, settle my case. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to settle your case tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, settle my case. Father, settle my case. Father, settle my case. Aha! Pray. Father, settle my case tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, settle my case tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, whatever I need to be settled in my life. Oh, God, arise. Settle me maritally today in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, Lord, any aspect of my life that needs settlement, oh, Lord, settle me. I am due, oh, Lord, for a change of story. Open your mouth and pray. Father, settle my case. Oh, Lord, settle your case. I pray God will settle your case tonight. Thank God to settle your case in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, settle my case, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Concerning your marital matter. Father, settle my case. Yes, Lord. Open your other prayer. I am before you tonight. Don't let me go on the same. Father, settle my case. If you need to settle anybody tonight's prayer. Oh, Lord, my Father, settle my own case, O Lord. Open your other prayer. Tell God to settle your case. Open your prayer. Pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say the marital testimonies that my life has been waiting for. There is somebody that needs a prayer tonight. There is a marital joy, marital testimony that your life has already been waiting for. Shout this song without apology to any power. Say, my marital testimony that my life has been waiting for. What are you waiting for? Manifest by fire. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Let your marital testimony manifest in the name of Jesus. Your case will be settled. 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 Help yourself into that prayer in the name of Jesus. Your case will be settled in the mighty name of Jesus. Your case will be settled. Your case will be settled. Yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1, the Bible says, the year King Uzziah died, Isaiah was able to see the Lord. Isaiah operated for 5 chapters. He could not see the Lord until King Uzziah died. You are going to turn this on to prayer. My brother, my sister, there are some powers in your father's house. Until they die, some marital breakthrough will not come to reality. I want you to gather your strength. Don't joke with this prayer at all. Shout this song with that apology to any power. Anything in my father's house that need to die for me to settle down maritally. What are you living for? Die! Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Anything in my father's house that need to die for me to settle down maritally. Open your mouth and pray. Die by fire. Yes. Open your mouth. Anything in my father's house that need to die. Anyone in my father's house that need to go down for me to be set to humanity. I don't care who you are. Die. In the name of Jesus. Open your prayer. Oh yes. You are not praying that prayer. You are not praying. Hey, sister, need to pray that prayer seriously. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. There is somebody here. Hey, I beg you in the name of Jesus. I don't know how to explain this about sage. The way God just show me now. Hey, there is a particular woman in your father's house. Putting two legs upon your head. I don't know what the two legs on your head is for your glory not to shine. I decree by the power in the blood of Jesus, with the sword of Elijah, I cut off the leg by fire. 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 Rike posoto ya mama. Resote kayemo. Aha. That is it. You are going to pray that prayer one more time. Don't be scared as you pray this prayer. The year King Uzziah died, that was when Isaiah was able to see the Lord. He will have died of a problem not seeing the Lord. Shout this one without apology to any power. Say, whosoever is going to satanic meeting in the hours of the night, for me not to settle down maritally, you are a liar. Die. Aha. Now you need to pray. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. There is a sister that needs the prayer tonight. Pray. Your life should not be more forward than this. Open your mouth and prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha, that's it. Aha. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Aha. That is it. Something is about to happen. Then sister needs to pray that prayer. Say that prayer. Pray whoever is going to satanic meeting, in order for you not to settle down maritally, I don't care who you are. Da, by fire. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. The Bible says from the days of John the Baptist, up till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence and until you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. I decree by the mandate of heaven that wherever they have gone because of you, for you to remain like this, hear the word of the Lord. I command that place to scatter. Anywhere they have taken your picture to, to tie you down with that your marital settlement. Today, be delivered tonight. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself. Many of us, there is a particular covering that is covering our eyes from allowing our divine suit up to locate us. Shout this one loud and clear. You have been on the same box with that person that God has ordained with you. You have been on the same train with that person that God has ordained with you. You have been in the same street walking beside the person. You don't know the person. Why? Because there's a satanic veil that is covering your face. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. I don't know who you are, but this prayer point for a particular person on the line tonight. Shout this song without apology to any power. Say any evil veil that is covering my face. I tear you up by fire. Pray. Oh yeah, tear them off. Tear them off tonight. Aha. That is it. I love the way you are praying that prayer. Tear them off tonight. tonight. Tear them up tonight. Tear them up tonight. Aha! That is it. 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 Oh yeah, tear them up. Tear them up. Tear them up tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for 7 people on the line tonight. I don't know who you are, but what I need is some very powerful amen. I decree and I declare, any witches and wizards in your father's compound that are seeing the glory of your marital settlement and they are using their useless eyes and to lay their evil hand upon it, I cut off the hand tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus, I remember saying the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous run into it and they are saved. From today, I decree, in the name that is above every other name, every area of your life that needs total freedom, I set you free by fire. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody again. Every satanic conspiracy assigned to steal your joy humanitarily, that conspiracy is scattered by fire. The Bible says, surely they shall gather, but not by me. Whosoever, man or woman, that gather together because of you and I, they shall fall for our sake. In the name of Jesus, every mandate working secretly against somebody here, you don't know what you have done in the past, but that thing I've been speaking against you, that you will not settle today, by the power in the name of Jesus, I declare you free from that bondage. In the name of Jesus, be free, be free, be free, be free, be free. In the name of Jesus, be free tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray. The next prayer point is that, Father, you must settle me down this year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this one on a clear. Psalm 11 verse 3. He said, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Beloved, the righteous can pray. Don't say you have prayed this prayer before. You need a certain option to be able to get the impact of this prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say foundational battles. You know, you don't understand. Many of us have met great and mighty men and women in life, but yet the foundational battle will scatter the relationship. Things are going on fine, but suddenly foundational battle will just set in. But tonight, yes, I decree today, every foundational battle that is saying no to the yes of God in your life, the battles shall scatter tonight. They shall scatter. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to say like this. Say, every foundational battle affecting my marital settlement, break and let me go. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Break and let me go. Break and let me go. Break and let me go. In the name of Jesus, foundational battle that say I shall not marry. Open your mouth and pray. You know yourself. Oh, pray for yourself, my brother, my sister. Pray for yourself. The foundation must be destroyed. It 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 must be destroyed. Oh, pray, pray, pray. Aha! That is it. That is it. Break and let me go. You must be free. 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 Aha! Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I told you before here, on the same line, and if I fully go to speak, remind me again, I will tell the story again. A sister, when she's praying like this, nothing will happen to her. That is how wicked the foundation could be. When she's praying, nothing happened. When she did all sort of spiritual exercise to make sure she get married, nothing will happen. The moment a suitor comes away like this, some dangerous and demonic pimples will shoot out of her face and will disfigure all her face, and the man will say, this was not the person I think I saw last week. Not pick calling for you, the person will not pick phone again. It's not your fault. It's because the foundational battle have made that person to be scared and the person have disappeared. That's why many people that are supposed to make our joyful, they have suddenly run away from us. They were burning in their heart heart in the hours of the night to come to say, ah, thus saith the Lord, I love you. But for them to come and say that there are some things that happen in the spirit. And that means that, you know what, I would rather remain single for me to go to that sister. Why? There is something about it. You are going to pray. Everything still boils down to foundational battle. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Many people are even scared to come to you to say, don't say any not. Many people are too scared that, I don't know what I'm going to meet in this sister's heart. Whereas God has prepared the heart of that sister for God to just do what he wants to do is as a result of foundation. That's why you see a man of 50 still believing God for a wife. A man of 60 say, I still believe in God for a wife. How can the master be 60 and then of 60? It's as a result of this battle we are talking about, foundational battle. Shout this one out and clear. Don't say this one doesn't concern you. Say every foundational battle affecting my marital settlement. You are a liar. Break and let me go. Aha, my sister. Makazatana mama mama mareke sepotoya. Rambosa talibra seta mama mama. Something is happening already. Look at that sister. Pray that for you. I see somebody being let loose. Let go. Let go. Let him go. Let her 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 go. You that demon, get out of that body now. In the name of Jesus, let her go. 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 I command you to be released. Release. Release. This is not so, not so, not so. Please let her go, let her go. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, you are set free. I thank God for that sister's life. Something has suddenly dropped in that out of the life. And I see a dangerous being walking out of your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. I said dangerous being is walking out of your life in the mighty name of Jesus. From today, the fact that you are a beautiful woman and the men are seeing you as trees, from today they will see you as human beings in the mighty name of Jesus. They shall see you as human beings in Jesus' name. We are praying. You are going to pray for yourself. This one is, I don't know what is hindering me from getting married. Break and release me now. That's a prayer point. Some people, they will use their career to hinder them from getting married. They are too busy to even look at a man. When a man says, don't say anything, they will say, well, you know what? I don't even have time. There is something the enemy has used to hinder them from getting married. You are going to pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Anything in my life. It might be one simple attitude. One simple attitude. One small thing. One small thing. It might be small in your eyes, but it's big in the spiritual. Say anything in my life. Chasing away my divine suitors. Release me and let me go. In the name of Jesus. Release me. 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 Anything in my life. Pray, my brother. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself tonight. Aha. Pray. Aha. That's it. That's it. That is it. That is it. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, go and join and together. He said the wicked can never go unpunished. Sometimes the wicked are behind the delay that you are seeing. He said, did I not plant good seed here? He said, daddy, Junior, you have planted good seed, but the enemy has done this. Let me tell you one thing. From the calendar of heaven, there are some of us hearing me tonight. God has designed by at the age of 25, you must have your first child. So at the age of 26, at the age of 30, they must have their first child. But the enemy has pushed and pushed and pushed due to constant disappointment. And it's a satanic calculation to make sure that your life remains single. I want you to pray that prayer. If this one affects you, it's a calculation. No, they say, you know what? That sister, make sure that though they will start very well. Brother, let him change his mind. It's a calculation. Do this one, it's a calculation. Stop that one, it's a calculation. Let us say something that will get that man upset. And that's it. The man will not look back. How can a man that says, I love you to little, bought flower for you and everything like that, and suddenly you just made a small, slightest mistake. Maybe you say, I will be there 4 o'clock, oh. I know I'm here, there was traffic on the way, you not got there 6 o'clock. And the man now got upset that nobody all over the family, they were all begging me, you know, say, what has she done? Is it not because she's never 1 hour? She said, I hate people that is not new. It's a spiritual battle. They have concluded in the spiritual that let that person be late and this woman will not take no for an answer. I pray for somebody here. Every satanic calculation that is used to make you remain single, if you are ever this loud, I scatter the calculation to that in the name of Jesus. Be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered, be scattered. In Jesus' name, we are praying. There are three sisters that will need to pray this prayer point. Satanic calculation. They have calculated something. Each time you try to make things work, they will work against you. And at the end of the day, you'll be asking yourself a question, what am I doing wrong again? It's a satanic calculation. I want to gather your strength. They are the calculation that is assigned to make you remain single for life. You need to terminate them. So gather your strength. I'm not going to stop something until I see you pray that prayer. If you think you are not anywhere, God of death, God just help me and you're casual about it, it's up to you. It's up to you. But if you are determined to make the prayer, he said from the days of John the Baptist, up to now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. There are some things the enemy will never release at ease until you contend for it. Today, as you contend for your marriage, you shall get settled humanitarily. In the name of Jesus, you are going to turn into prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Satanic calculations assigned to make me remain single for life. You are a liar. That is the calculation, my sister. Pray. It's a satanic one. Satanic calculation. They are making men see you as three. Open your mouth and pray. They are the one that have been pushing men away from you. Oh yeah, pray. I am angry, my spirit. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Satanic calculation that wants to remain single for life. Help yourself tonight. Aha, that's it, my sister, pray that prayer tonight, satanic calculation that wants you to remain single for life, enough is enough, that is it, in Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Yes, Lord. My sister. This prayer point is for a sister that is ready that this year by reading Behemoth ring. These are the ones that need this next prayer. If you still think you still have 2, 3, or 4 more years, you might keep quiet, no problem. But if you know that something must happen this year, something must happen. And even within the next 70 days, if you have not joined the 70 days fasting, please join in now. Today is just the 8th day. We are going to 70 days. By 13th of December, we want to conclude that fasting, and I want to believe strongly. Everyone that partake in the prayer, or the covenant that established Martin of 5 million ministry worldwide, your wedding bell must ring. Let that be your major focus. Let it be your major priority. That God, you must settle me this year in the name of Jesus. You know what? You need 3 months, God can do one thing. He created everything 7 days, 7 and 8, 7 days. And yet, what we are enjoying now was created within 7 days. So you want to gather your strength. I beg you in the name of Jesus. I don't have much time to spend tonight, but I know that somebody is going to go home with somebody something tonight. Shout this one loud and clear. Without any power, any authority to any power. I want you to share this one loud and clear. Sisters, say this after me. Say powers that ate to see me in my husband's house. that is for sisters. Brother, you will say powers that does one more one that does not want my wife to come into my own house. You are a liar. Die. That is a prayer point. Because the Bible says, so shall a man, a woman, live with another son and another son, and two of them will live together to become one flesh, and two shall become one. From the calculation of heaven, 1 + 1 = 1. From the calculation of mathematics, 1 + 1 = 2. Amen. But in the spiritual, and when it comes to marital, 1 + 1 = always 1. So there are some powers that does not want. That's why you see sometimes a wedding that the husband will dance so she will, he will come on and they will never ask him, who won the competition between husband and wife? They could not decide. Why? Because they were so happy and joyous. You know, I'll be old. After a year plus, the man will just say, ah, there's something bothering my life. Oh, I think I need to move forward with my life. What have you done? Have I offended you? No. You have not offended me at all. No. Everything is fine. No, but I don't know what he's talking to me. I'm just getting fed up. Have I offended you? No, it's not their fault. No. There are some powers that does the age to see you in your marital home. Ah, today, that power is about to be destroyed. If you can gather your step to pray this prayer, this is the prayer your destiny has been waiting for. Say we can powers. That age to see me in my husband's house. You are a liar! Scatter by fire! Pray. Oh, yeah, pray, my sister. Open your mouth and pray. The power must die. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Aha! That is it. 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 Pray for yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Man, say this one. Say power that does not want your wife to move into your house. To settle that maritally. Enough is enough. It's not only women facing the battle. Men are facing the battle. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Is it not tragic that a very good, well-behaved, God-fearing man is praying somewhere? A very good, well-behaved, God-fearing woman is also praying for God. But there is something not bringing them together. Why? It's as a result of this satanic manipulation. That's why you need to pray. The Bible says from the days of John the Baptist, I said earlier, up till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. There is something that belongs to you. There is someone that God has ordained for you. There is a rib that God took out of your Adam to create Eve. There is an Adam that they took your rib from. You are the person is on this surface of the earth. And the person is desperately praying so hard to look for you. Ah, this year, you will locate yourself. I say you will locate yourself. I said this here, my sister, my brother, you will locate yourself anyhow. If I don't know how God will do it, but there will be a divine meeting between two of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Now we have an assignment. This is a sevenfold declaration. Job chapter 22 verse 28, he said, thou shall also decree a thing and it shall be established unto you so that your light shall shine upon your ways. So this prayer point we are about to pray, we are going to say it several times. It's a prophetic declaration. And the Bible said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If you don't believe and you just say it, it will not come to pass. But when you believe God and you declare it, it shall come to pass. Remember what the Bible said, Genesis chapter 1, I shared that on a Thursday. He said, let there be light, and immediately there was light. The Bible said, heaven and earth my passing, but the word of God will never go unfulfilled. So you're about to decree something with your mouth. Seven odd times. I'm not going to say my own, but you will say your own so that you will say it seven times. And you will see it with this 70 days fasting and prayer. Something positive will happen in your life. With this 70 days fasting and prayer, we shall hear your testimonies. With this 70 days fasting and prayer, bells of ring of wedding shall suddenly be ringing in the name of Jesus. There is a sister that just doubted. Say, Pastor, you don't know. December is already around the corner. We have only 1 month that blocked November and December, October and December. My brother, it doesn't matter if God is involved. 1 day is enough. The guy cannot be sleeping. The Bible said the king could not sleep because Joseph, Daniel need to get out of the lion's den. So God can cause somebody not to be able to sleep. When they just started you on the bus. Have you seen before, maybe when we were young, that we are still going behind the fence to look for that sister? Say, you will not want to see. If they send you to go and buy something in this corridor, you will face London Bridge. You know where that sister is. London, I just want to see the face. Once you see the face, can I go back to this corridor? That's what I'm talking about. That is what the desire that God wants to put in you, and that will work your life, and you will testify to the goodness of God in the name of Jesus. Are you ready to pray? This one is a sevenfold declaration. So if you are scared, don't say it. But if you think, well, Pastor, I still have time. You can keep quiet. But those who are ready for what God wants to do, for the reign of their marital breakthrough, please shout this one out and clear. Say, I decree by and I declare. You are going to say it several times. You say, I decree and I declare. By fire, by force, I must marry this year to my divine partner. Oh, yeah, say one more time. Several times. Open your secret. No, yes. Number two, say it. Decree and I declare. By fire, by force, I must settle down with my divine partner. Whether you like it or not, this year, 2020, I must settle down maritally by fire, by force. Number four, say it. Aha. Makasakalabababa. Say it yourself. Don't worry about what is going on around you. Just Concentrate on this prayer. God will settle you down. The dream will come to reality. Open your heart and pray. Open your heart and pray. This very year, that person that will make your life flow better, that person will locate you. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. Aha! Pray. Help yourself tonight. Aha! That is it. Aha! Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. As you have said it, so shall it be. I will soon hear your testimony as a result of this declaration in the name of Jesus. Say this one for yourself, loud and clear. Say, anointing of positive attraction manifest in my life. It's a powerful anointing. That is anointing that we say, man has not called you for 1 year. And when this anointing comes upon you, everybody will be looking for you and praying, kneeling down on their knees to say, Father, let this sister be my own. Let this brother be my own. They are kneeling down, they are praying in their closet as soon as the anointing comes upon you. Brother, so that the problem you now be having is the problem of a choice. Say, which one will I go for now? God. Then you should now go back to God in prayer and say, Father, I've got about 7 suitors within 1 week. What can I do about it? What could I do? He said, God, I say, this, because you have inquired on the Lord. He said, trust in the Lord your God. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. That is Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 6. He said, in all your ways. So even when the suitors are coming, don't let your head be swelling. Nobody's coming. Now, within a day, I saw 3 suitors. Another week, another 5-1. This one has got deep. Don't lean on your own understanding. Let God choose for you out of them. And you will see that your life will be meaningful. So if you want that anointing, receive it now. Receive it now. Now turn into prayer. Say, anointing of positive attraction. My life is available. Manifest in my life. Open your mouth. Positive attraction. Not those who will deceive you. Positive attraction. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Anointing for positive attraction. Fall upon me now. 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 Aha! That is it. That is it. That is it. That is it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. Anointing for positive attraction. Fall upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Anointing for positive attraction. Fall upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Anointing for positive attraction. Fall upon me now. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. I pray for somebody here that in the name that is above every name, this year 2020, whether your enemy like it or not, your day of joy, your day of glory shall manifest in the name of Jesus. It shall manifest. It shall manifest. It shall manifest in the name of Jesus. The Bible says it shall come to pass that day that the body shall be lifted up your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of anointing. By the yoke upon your, by the anointing upon my head, the yoke of marital delay is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We pray. Say this one another clear. Say spirit husband. That's for women. Men will say spirit wife. Spirit husband are the one that come to molest you in the dream and you wake up, you know that something has gone wrong in your body system. You'll be angry, but yeah, there's nothing that you don't know what they want to do to go. These are the things that delay people spiritually. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, spirit wife, spirit husband, that is responsible for my delay. Die. Aha! That is it, that is it, that is it. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Every spirit spouse responsible for your delay. Oh, yeah, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire, die by fire. Aha! Pray. Aha! Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus. The spirit spouse that is responsible for your delay, they must die. Aha! Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. This one is strong. I don't know how to present this one. God help me. Okay. God help me. Okay. Let's go. I don't know. There are two people on this line tonight. I don't know how God will do it. But God is about to connect you. I don't know who the person is. I don't know. I didn't receive any name. I just received that. There's a connection somewhere. How God will do it, I don't know. But very soon that you expect, something will happen. You'll be wondering, you'll get to a level where you realize that, yes, you are both on the same line. On this line. You don't know. But let's leave the rest to the Lord. That's what all I receive. Amen. Pray this next one for yourself. Sir, thank you, Jesus. I love this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say this one loud and clear. Say, my divine suitor that is meant to make my joyful forever. Wherever you are in your world, manifest yourself and appear by fire. Pray. Show yourself and appear. I am available. Oh yeah, show yourself. Aha! That is it. In the name of Jesus, wherever your divine suitor are, Father, they must show themselves. They must show themselves. Open your mouth, pray. That person must show themselves. Yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Yes. I pray for somebody here. Anyone in your father's house that is always going to bed to sleep, so that you remain single for life. Because you are in this life tonight, on this life tonight, so that I decree, when they go to sleep tonight, they will never wake up again. In the name of Jesus, I don't care how the person is close to you. I've told you several times before, a mother can be behind their problem, behind your problem. I'm not saying your mother is behind your problem, don't get me wrong. But if God open your eyes spiritually, you will see this happen. I've seen a mother that decided, I'm sure I didn't know the lady before she got married, but before she got married, after she got married, it was a battle and battle upon battle. Why? Mama said you will never give back until why? Because she believes strongly that when this her daughter give back, there will be attention shifting from her being taken care of to the baby that she's going to give back to. That's why she blocked. She did everything possible to block a woman from getting married, from giving back, even in marriage. And you know, it takes the grace of God for a man to remain standing with you when you are facing this conceptional delay, that you couldn't get pregnant. There are so many family pressure. There will be so many thoughts on the man's head. Oh, as she aborted when she was young, and you see that the woman has been taken away. Why? But there is something somewhere beyond that. I decree any power that say, okay, oh, she has gone to pray, let us allow her to marry, but she will not give that. If your amen is loud, that power shall die. In the name of Jesus, shout this one loud and clear. Say, my wedding garment. In the coming of darkness, be released by fire. Your wedding suit, your wedding garment that been taken to the cover, oh, you have been released, 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 oh, you have been released by fire, by force. Be released right. Aha. Be released right. In the name of Jesus, be released right. Aha. That's your name. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, thank you, Lord. I pray for somebody here that any evil chain that they have used to tie your life down, the chain is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Now open your mouth and pray. Say, my divine suitor, that will make my joy full forever. Wherever you are, show yourself. Open your mouth and pray. Oh, yeah, show yourself tonight. Oh, yeah, show yourself tonight. God can reveal to the dream. You can see the person on the bus. You can be the person on the street. You will know that God has got something for you here. Open your mouth and pray. Aha, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. That is it, that is it. That is it, that is it. Open your eyes, sister. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Aha. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, any evil hand. Say, any evil hand place upon my life that I will never settle down maritally. You are a liar. We die by fire. Pray. Evil hand that touch you when you are small, that you will never settle down maritally. I command the hand to wither. Oh, yeah, 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 wither. Aha. Pray. Yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. Any evil dream you have dreamt in the past that is hindering the glory of your marriage from shining, that dream, I cancel it by the power and the blood of Jesus. I pray any man, any woman appearing in your dream to stop your marital blessings. Today, I bury them alive. 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 In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. Any satanic pots changing your divine suitor, anywhere they have tied your suitor down, hear the word of the Lord. I send the world pot on fire. I scatter the pot. I scatter the pot. I scatter the pot. I scatter the pot. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, Lord. I pray for somebody here. The evil rope, satanic rope that they have used to tie down your divine suitor. Each time you are close to meeting the person, they will pull that rope backward so that you will not be able to meet the person. Today, by the fire of God, the fire has no respect for anybody. With the fire of God, I set that rope on fire in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. If you have ever had a dream that your shoe has been stolen in the dream, it means that your marital establishment has been tampered with. I decree today, before we share the grace, all your stolen shoes in the dream, I command you to recover all in the name of Jesus. Recover all, recover all, recover all, recover all, recover all, recover all. In the name of Jesus, I don't know the covenant that sister has entered into, any evil covenant that you have entered into while you are, when you don't know, when you are young, that is working against your marriage physically. I break it by the blood of Jesus. I break it by the blood of Jesus. I break it by the blood of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want you to pour your heart to the Lord and tell God, Father, this year is running to an end. I don't know how many people you plan to settle. Please settle my case this year. Tell the Lord. Open your mouth and pray. You have the password in your hand now. You can use it the way you want. I don't know how God has planned on these people on this life tonight. This year, I want all your name to be removed from the group of the singles. And your status must change and dig up. Open your mouth and pray. Tell the Lord tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, by your mercy, by your grace. Please, in the name of Jesus, Father, settle my case. Father, settle my case. Father, settle my case. Father, settle my case. Aha, pray. Tell God to settle your case in the name of Jesus. Settle my case. In the name of Jesus, Father, settle my case. Aha, that's it. That is it. Pray. Tell God to settle your case tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, settle my case. That's it. Pray for yourself. Tell God to settle your case tonight. Open your heart. What kind of suitor do you want? What do you want God to do for you? Tell the Lord tonight, my sister. Tell the Lord tonight. Pray. Father, Lord, tonight, please settle my case. Please settle my case. Father, please settle my case. Father, settle my case. Father, settle my case. Settle my case, Lord, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. You are going to pray for yourself. Before I pray for you now, one more time. Pray for yourself like this. Say, oh Lord, my Father, any strong man that has vowed that I will never settle down maritally, you have my permission tonight. Father, waste them beyond repair. In the name of Jesus. Don't be scared about the prayer. That is a powerful prayer point. For somebody who is giving up, that enough is enough. Pray. Father, tonight, in the name that is above every name. Pray for yourself and yourself. Any strong man that has vowed that my case will remain like this, that I will remain single. Help yourself tonight. Father, destroy them beyond repair. Destroy them beyond repair. You have my permission. I don't care who the person is. Father, Lord, tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Lord. Pray. Aha, that's it. That is it. Pray for yourself and yourself, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Now, before we go, I have a special announcement. By the grace of the Almighty God, next month, by the grace of God, there'll be a planned for the long overdue singles seminar. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the poster on the screen. If you can see it, singles seminar. Please save the date in your diary. That is single seminar. No more delay. In this seminar, there will be talk show. In this seminar, there will be question and answer. In this seminar, there will be the prayer session. In this seminar, there will be exhortation from the men of God. And whatever is causing delay, God will give us the grace to be able to deal with them. So it's on the 28th, the last Saturday in November. So we have enough time to plan for it. The instruction of this prayer program, please, as you are praying in the 17 days fasting and prayer, pray along with the program and tell God to use this particular program to connect you. because not only this church, that we want announcing on prayer line as well, so that everybody will meet together and wants to meet together again. And please, it is mandatory. If you are, I'm going to be controlling the, it's on the Zoom, it's a virtual seminar. It's not a physical one, it's a virtual one. If you are going to partake in this program, you must dress properly and put on your video. Enough of praying on the behind the scene. Holy Ghost, I need to change my face. Let us see that face. I want to see who is Mr. James Doctor, who is Mr. Funola. I want to see everybody's face so that I will know who I'm even praying for, so that I will not be praying for ghosts. I want to know who I'm praying for. So that we, then when you want to ask questions, you'll be asking sensitive questions. It's going to be 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. by the grace of God. And if we see how that one goes by the grace of God, we'll be looking into more of this one, more seminar like this. And the way it goes, God will help us in getting it done properly. So please put the date in your diary. It's the last Saturday on the month of November. So that, because it's part of the package that God said this year, I don't know how we do it. People on this line that were under the sound of my voice must be connected. So you get yourself ready. We plan towards it. There'll be a praise and worship session. There'll be a prayer session. There'll be a talk show. There'll be questions and answers. And I've invited men of God that will come around and come and bless us, not only myself, again, with their experience of what they need to do. How can we get connected during this pandemic period? That is one of the things that God wants to use this thing. No more delay. Praise the name of the Lord. As you do so, please, in your closet, continue to pray that God should use this program. It have never in my history of my ministry done this before, but this is the very first time, and I've got the final leading to go ahead. I've done it during lockdown, but this is the leading that God said we should do it now. No more delay. 28th of September 2020, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. by the grace of God. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have any question on that, please feel free to ask me and pray towards it. If I were you, we are not collecting any prepared offering, but you can sow a seed towards it. There's no crime in there at all. I'm not saying anything about that, but please, whatever you want to do, that you want to use to connect the program, do it, and you will see the hand of God move in your life in the name of God. As I said, there'll be a talk show, there'll be questions, there'll be answers, there'll be practical teaching on what do we need to do, even in this pandemic period, what do we need to do? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you all in Jesus' name. There's another program that I'm organizing for those who are workers in their respective churches. If you are a worker in your church, let me try and share that one too. It's let me share that one. Hold on, just one sec, sorry. Let me try and share that one. This one is for workers in your respective church. This Saturday is coming up. This is 5 to 7 p.m. It's a program that I want you to please be a part of if you can. If you don't have to be a member of our church to get it done. But one thing is that if you're a worker, please, anywhere in the world, we all need to get involved in the things of God. And I've got the leading to share this thing, to do this program this coming Saturday. Martin and Family Ministry Wisdom Branch will present a virtual training on ministers to workers empowerment in COVID. Empowerment program in COVID. This Saturday, 17th of October, 2020, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Coming in the same link that we're using at the moment now, then we can be able to hear from the Lord. What can we do? Because let me tell you one thing, there's no point. One of the greatest things that God has sent us to this world for is to come and serve Him. What I'm doing at the moment, I've been what God has asked me to do. Not that I've been paid to do, but I'm doing what God has asked me to do. And I pray God also has got an assignment for you. And I, even while you are doing it, remember, Ruth and Naomi. Ruth was busy working before Boaz was able to identify her. Say, who is this girl? Who is this girl working on my farm like this? So workers, the fact that we are not in the church doesn't mean that you cannot still do something for the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. So on Saturday, this Saturday, 17th of October, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., we're going to get that one on. God bless you all in Jesus' name. If you have any question, please feel free to ask me. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. Lastly, there's one other program coming. I'm not in our church now. I'm trying to get the full details of that one. Once I get it, I'll post it on the group WhatsApp of the women, of the single, sorry. God bless you all in Jesus' name. If you have been blessed tonight, shout one powerful hallelujah. Hallelujah, because hallelujah. I know I've been blessed. God bless you all. Can we share the grace in fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.
Be with us now and forevermore.
goodness Amen. And mercy follow us.
Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives.
And we shall dwell,
in the house and presence of the Lord forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen.
Don't forget tomorrow by the grace of God is our normal prayer night, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. Invite somebody and your life will never remain the same. God bless you. Remember, we need to pray without ceasing. God bless you. Three hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, sir. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank God bless you, all.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
I appreciate you. Thanks for your time and everything, sir. God bless.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, sir. Good night.
Thank God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah. God bless you, man.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.